Good morning, beloved, and welcome to another Monday morning together as we spend a few moments, spending 5 minutes in the Word. And this morning we're going to be in Colossians chapter 2, where Paul reminds the Colossians that they have been set free from the ruling spirits of the universe because they have died with Christ and have been raised to life with Christ. Thus, they are to set their hearts and minds on the things of heaven, putting aside earthly desires. What he says about obeying certain rules is a continuation of the preceding statement that we looked at last week in chapter 2, verse 16. And it may refer to false religions that practices and to Jewish Christians who are trying to convince the Colossians to follow Jewish laws pertaining to food and drink. Whichever the case may be, we have people trying to confuse the gospel of Jesus Christ, to dilute it, to pervert it, or whatever, with traditions and false practices. So God's guiding word for us beginning this week is discipleship. So let's take a look at this short passage of Scripture. You have died with Christ and are set free from the ruling spirits of the universe. Why, then, do you live as though you belonged to this world? Why do you obey such rules as don't handle this and don't taste that and don't touch the other? All these refer to things which become useless once they are used. They are only human rules and teachings. Of course, such rules appear to be based on wisdom in their forced worship of angels and false humility and severe treatment of the body, but they have no real value in controlling physical passions. You have been raised to life with Christ, so set your hearts on the things which are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right hand of God. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ, and when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. Well, today's verse is Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Your real life is Christ. And when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his joy. You know, when people take a relationship that has been offered to us by God Almighty, the creator of the universe, and then try to pervert it into becoming not a relationship, but a religion. Religion is a list of do's and don'ts that if a man or a woman tries to follow this list of do's and don'ts in the power of their own will, then their belief is that somehow it will find them or purchase for them some sort of pleasure in God's eyes. But in the truth, we're not of this world. The things of this world shouldn't hold any attention to our passions. And so that's why Paul says, set your mind on those things which are above. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that I have been raised to life with you, and that when you appear, I will share in your glory. Keep me steadfast in faith and help me to follow you and do what is pleasing in your sight. Amen. Well, those few minutes have quickly come to an end this morning. Beloved, join me tomorrow when we will be reading Psalm 72. Just going to take a quick jump over to the 72nd Psalm and read a prayer for the king. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer for each of you. God bless.